Hi guys, welcome to Nairobi Sisterhood. We are back. This is Maya Mushemi and I'm here with my beautiful co-host.
Ngina.
Yeah, so today's topic, this season tumesema we are giving you quality top tier content, top.
Serious, wholesome,
self-development,
personal development. We are growing together.
Yeah. So we've decided we're talking about, okay, this has been influenced by some content that I have probably interacted with, and people have been speaking to some of my friends in the past week about success and what success looks like and what feeds into success. Like, what are the ingredients to success? What is the formula to success? And what that is in this generation in comparison to even older generations. So I decided this is a good topic for us to discuss. And I was like, Ngina, insight 10 over 10, of course, she's gonna bring it. So yeah,
You
let's
know
do
it.
it.
You know it.
Let's do
And
it.
first of all, we need to start by defining success. Because what success looks like to me may not be what success looks like to you.
Yeah.
So what is success to you, Maya?
What is success to me?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Let's start with you. Wow, not me.
Honestly,
I've
I
not even
mean,
thought of an answer yet.
there's a reason I picked up from where you left and was like, I'm going to ask you this question because I don't know. Well, there's money, obviously, being able to financially take care of myself and the
Yeah.
people who are around me and live a comfortable life.
Yeah.
But then also, that success doesn't have a real figure because I think beyond being comfortable, any amount of money beyond that doesn't really change your psyche that much. It's nice to have.
Yeah.
You can buy really nice things. You can influence people, but the difference comes from surviving to being able to cater to your basic needs.
Yes.
After that, and being able to have a little bit more and being
Yeah.
secure that it's not being taken away from you. Beyond that, then the growth is the difference in your psyche and the difference in how you perceive success is a bit different.
Yeah,
That's what I think. So there's money for sure. And then there is also peace of mind.
Oof,
If I don't have peace
child.
of mind, I'm not successful. If someone is stressing me somewhere,
But isn't it
nope.
like more money, more problems?
I don't believe in
So,
that. I don't believe more money, more problems. More money, bigger problems. More money, different kinds of problems.
but
I
no,
don't think the number of problems increase
because of money.
because of money. I think all of a sudden you have certain responsibilities that you didn't have before. But then now, instead of fighting to feed your children, you're fighting on whether you're supposed to hire one or two people.
I think I disagree.
Okay.
I think more money, more problems.
Why?
Because when you have less money, your needs are, and maybe I'm not saying bigger or smaller problems. I'm saying more problems in terms of when you are at rock bottom, your goals are to make the bare minimum, like have your
Yeah.
basic necessities.
Yeah.
So if I'm, let's say, poor, if I'm poor and I don't have money for food and I don't have money for shelter, I don't know where I'm sleeping, I don't have money for healthcare, and I don't have food and I don't have clothes on my back, and I can't afford an education, those are the things that probably would be my biggest problem at the time,
Yeah,
Cindy.
yeah.
And they're not, I wanna say, that's a, like anything above that, a luxury is not a problem for me because it's not even, it's not
Yes.
in the list of my priorities.
Yeah,
But if
makes
I was
sense.
richer, then I have those covered. So
Yeah.
my problems are more like, so we've moved to another tax
And
bracket where it's like
yes.
luxuries are my problem.
Yeah.
And then I feel like when you're picking up things, when I feel like I think luxury is, it's a wide range. So your problems are definitely gonna be more because they are different. And then also you need to find a way to secure what you already have, which is the basic necessities, on top of all these other things that you're seeking to create and multiply. So I think the problems are definitely more. I don't think they're greater, because I think basic necessity is the greatest sort of need
Yes.
that you can ever have.
Yeah.
But everything else, yeah, definitely more problems, because now you have issues that there's no person who's probably hungry that's thinking about, oh my God, what am I paying my employee?
Okay, if you're talking about the quantity of your problems,
Yeah.
I think they could be more because they come out of being basic needs.
Yeah.
Like you have food on your table, you have an education,
Yeah.
you've taken your children to school,
Yeah.
and now you're thinking about, I need to get on the backing list. I need to get the newest Range Rover. I need a custom XYZ.
Yeah.
But I think this more money, more problems statement that people say is something people tell themselves when they don't have money to make themselves feel better about not having money. I think it's a consolation.
Oh my God.
Because the nature, you said it's greater. When you have problems of survival, they are greater than problems of luxury.
True.
Because they are greater, it doesn't matter whether I have 1,000 issues that are luxury related when you can't feed your family.
Yeah.
I don't think they can. They are comparable. I don't think they are comparable.
Yeah.
And I think this whole thing, more money, more problems, is something people, as I said, people tell themselves so that you can feel better about not having money. But in the real sense, having money takes you away from the great problems and gives you the more good problems. Because usually people say, I don't even want to be a millionaire. I don't even want to be that rich because more money, more problems. But me, I'm okay. Give me rich people problems. Any day, anytime.
Okay, awesome.
And that said, I've told you what my definition of success is, which is basically money, a lot of money, okay, health, and peace. Health, because you can't really buy health. That's one of those things that money can give you access to better quality healthcare. But if your body has decided to fight you for all the years of your life.
Also, you can, the quality of life changes when you do not have good health. That is so true. Whether or not I have millions in the bank, but I'm always in chronic pain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not gonna really translate. Yeah. So I agree. I think for me, it's almost similar to yours.
Mm-hmm.
I think success to me looks like having a lot of money, financial freedom. Obviously, I'm not trying to be struggling. In fact, if I could go to bed and not have to work a day in my life, knowing naamka tu na niko na pesa kwa account.
Yep.
Mwah.
I don't know about they're not having to work a day in my life.
Me personally, it's,
but I hear you.
It'd be looking like I don't have to work a day in my life because why am I dreaming of labor? Why am I committing to labor? Whether I am enjoying it or not is a different conversation altogether.
Fair.
Just see, man. Like if I don't have to, why should I? Like I aspire to be a trust fund baby. I mean, it's too late for that, but I do. Like if I could. You know, I aspire. It's giving trust fund baby. It's like, giving trophy wife. I like.
If you are looking to get a trophy wife, hit me up. I can give you her number. I know where she lives. I know what she likes.
No, but seriously, I think so. Financial freedom for sure. Which in whichever way it comes, even if it's winning the lottery,
you need to buy lottery tickets.
Okay, I don't commit. I don't like gambling, so that's never gonna happen. Yeah. It's okay. But you get financial freedom, not having to worry about my next, like my basic needs, or worry about even the luxuries. Like if I was to be like, you know what. This job doesn't fulfill me and I quit my job today and I can take a year trip around the world visiting countries I want to see. You know what I mean? That type of financial freedom. I also think health. I don't even think health was as important to me. I mean, I knew it was important because I've seen really rich people struggling with their health and it's not ideal. Any, they're just like, what was the point of making all this money in my 20s if in my 70s I'm fighting for my life like this?
Yeah.
So health, for sure. Health, whether you're young or old, because at this point, me, I'm telling you, the way people are getting diagnosed with like cancer at like 14, it's so distressing. So healthcare.
And even mental health. Like people don't even talk about how you could have made money, but your mental health is in the pits. This is how people end up getting into addictions. Now you can afford the drugs to get addicted to.
Yeah, but still, it's not ideal that you're addicted. You know what that's reminded me of? Child stars and their struggle with addictions. I'm just like, these people are really at the top of their careers.
Yeah.
They're probably selling out stadiums.
Yep.
But then they are so miserable and they are just giving out. Like, they are addicted to their drugs just to stay afloat.
Yeah.
Like,
you would give all the money you have just to have an average type of mental health day. Like, just kawaida.
Yeah, I think people don't talk about how much of a privilege proper mental, like, good day.
We are going into that episode. We're going to do, like, check out the next episode, which is going to be about privileges that you might have and you don't know that you have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's coming up next.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, basically. And you see how we said that this thing for more money, more problems is just one of those things people tell themselves to make themselves feel better about their financial situations. What are other things that people say around money and success that we may or may not agree with?
Okay, now that's even taking us in a totally different direction.
Oh, sorry. Feel free to.
Oh, wait. Let me. I'll add it at the end. Another part of financial success, I think. But let me answer that. Mm-hmm. What's another thing that people think? To console themselves.
It doesn't have to be. Like, basically, just blanket statements.
Blanket statements about success. Yeah. I think people say that success is... Oh, I have a whole list. Just a minute.
We came prepared. This was
the
whole episode.
We came ready. Yeah. We came ready. Do you believe that 80% of success is just showing up?
No. Mm. Well, okay. You show up and do something.
Yeah.
You just being there. You can just be there like a fly on the wall. It might help. But I think you need to show up and actually put in the work. Showing up
is not enough
in itself.
Yeah, I agree.
But never showing up will make you not successful at all.
Is it maybe also people maybe use this line because on a bad mental health day, you don't even want to show up.
That's
you know
fair.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe it's an encouragement to be like, okay, just go. It's almost like the fight against procrastination. Because I think sometimes I just need to start.
Look at
it's me. It's the same
even
energy.
Me,
like you just need to start and then you'll
get into the groove. You just need to start. But I also think I don't agree with the 80%-ness of it.
Okay.
I agree you need to show up, and showing up is a huge, it's part of the success and it's part of what makes you who you are ultimately in the end.
Yeah.
Because without the showing up, you'll never even have been able to put in the effort. Mm. But you need to show up and put in the effort and keep growing and keep learning. So it's not just showing up. I don't agree with the 80% of it. Maybe like 30-40.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you.
Because sometimes even that showing up just looks like fulfilling whatever tasks you need to do. But you see, you have done something. You have put in effort. You haven't just come and sat and watched YouTube in the office and been seen. And actually this is why I don't really agree with the whole 8-to-5 movement. Because people are there. You're showing up, but you're doing jack. You're doing nothing.
But you know, you could show up and
being pretty. You're there with your outfit and your makeup and you slay.
You show up.
Slay in the house while doing my work. Please.
You're hating on us 8-to-5ers.
I'm not hating on you. I'm basically saying if I was an employee, which I probably will be soon, I would rather you stay in the house and maximize your effort and your time than you come and look like you're doing something
when
but
you're not
doing
really
nothing.
Doing something.
That's it.
I agree. Okay, I hear you. Any other liners?
This one I had, and I told you about this one, I had from someone we went to university with. Poverty is a mindset.
That's actually so
it's
out
rude.
Of touch.
It's rude.
With reality.
To be fair, we went to a private uni. And if you've listened to us before, you probably know which one. But we're probably not going to mention it specifically in this episode. Because people be pretentious as hell in these private schools. Especially that specific private school. And from a girl who came from a small town, it was a culture shock and a half.
To hear people talk like that or to see people enjoying wealth?
No, to see people enjoying wealth was not a big deal. It's just that wealth looks like many things.
Yeah.
It's to hear people talk like that and so disconnected from reality.
I think it's really giving, I don't know the amount of, I don't know the price of bread. It's giving, oh, why would someone do that and not realize that?
This woman who said, oh, you can't afford bread, go buy cake.
Yeah?
It's giving, I don't know, you don't know the history of, there was a politician, a lady politician.
Who said?
When guys were complaining about the price of bread increasing, she said just buy, or is it a he? I don't remember. He said just
You're
go
lying.
Buy cake. Yeah, just like don't eat bread, buy cake.
Oh,
obviously
that
it's
is so out of pocket.
Yeah.
And so untrue. Like, I can't believe people are thinking like this. I'm so annoyed.
No, I'm just triggered.
Okay, I think every time people talk about poverty like a choice, they ignore so many factors that affect people in those situations. Mm. They forget that they were born. One, you don't choose where you're born. So you're probably born, fine, you're born in a middle class family. You can afford, you've never slept hungry. You've never slept outside. You're always dressed, right? Which is bare minimum.
Mm.
And you end up, you can afford to go to school. So you get a quality education or decent education to get you to get you through the door.
Yeah.
Like to get you
somewhere
at interview level at bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know?
To get you into an interview.
To get you into an interview. Which is someone, maybe someone who only got to form 4 or got to class 8 or even dropped out in class 6 doesn't have.
Yes.
So you're already more advanced.
A few steps ahead.
You're a few steps ahead compared to someone else.
Mm.
You're forgetting that there's someone who was born in a place where they've never had light.
Mm-hmm.
They skip a meal. They skip 2 meals every day.
Yeah.
Yosko akuli.
Yeah. There are 10 children and the person is the firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They probably don't, they don't have access to security. So on their way home, it's like you're dodging life. Yanni,
you don't even have the opportunity to study or to read or to figure out 1 + 1 = 2 because you're trying to figure out whether I am going to leave today, whether I will be alive tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they do attend school, you're forgetting that some schools don't even have teachers who care enough about the students, or a school that even has proper like windows.
Yeah.
There's so many resources. Oh my God.
And you can't differentiate. I think even today in the digital age and in the age of access to technology, it's getting worse because the divide is getting wider. For people who are middle to higher class individuals, and you can afford a laptop, you can afford to teach your kids coding, you can afford to teach them financial literacy because you have access to these technologies. Yeah. And even now in the age of AI, you can start teaching them how to use and integrate AI.
Yeah.
And then there's someone still in the village, still doesn't have a book, still doesn't have a pen, doesn't have a paper.
They don't have an exercise book. You have a laptop, you have an iPad.
And in 10, 15 years, these people will be expected to have the same level of knowledge, to have the same level of understanding on issues, to communicate in the same way. There is no way. Like, it's not even a thing. The educational system right now is kind of effed up because the government is meant to be doing this thing. And I'm not meant to be here. As a political activist, I could do that.
But it's triggering.
Yeah, it's triggering. Because this is not our role. Like, we could decide to take books to the less fortunate, but
that's not for us to do.
It doesn't. It won't see. It won't fix the problem, systemic issue that is there.
Oh my God!
And then for someone to
say that poverty is a choice just because you were born and you're a child of, I don't know, someone in the government or someone in the in a different social and economic class.
Yeah, it's sit down on your high horse in your car that your parents have bought for you, and say poverty is really a choice or a mindset.
It's really taking everything her parents have provided for her for granted as their bare minimum.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, just be grateful that God brought you to that point, because no one chose to be born poor. No one wakes up and it's like, oh, poverty. Remember when we were in uni and we learned learn development?
Yeah.
And we had this lecture. Okay, so our lecturer was teaching us about how poverty, one, is not a choice, but also the lack of resources influences the type of experiences you have, influences the type of opportunities that you're exposed to, influences the type of jobs you get, influences the type of success that you will probably have in the future.
Mm.
And there was this quote that he said, now that I think to date, I'm always looking for who said this one quote, because I've never known who, but he said, we are poor because we are poor because we are poor. That poverty is cyclic. The likelihood of you coming out of the cycle of poverty in your family line is minimum to low. If not discouraging the people who are trying to beat poverty, by all means,
no, keep trying, keep pushing.
Not even that, we're gonna have a conversation about the things that you could do that could put you in a better position than where you were in the half of this podcast. But for now, we're just talking about the situation where people need to stop blaming people for the situations they're in.
Yeah.
If they are not like a circumstance of their actions. You know, it's one thing if I was born in wealth and I bet my parents' money away, then I have chosen poverty.
Or if you won the lottery and then in 1 year the money is already spent because you went and took your friends to around the world, to Dubai, to shake ass, and after that now you have no money, that is your fault.
That is a choice.
That is you're poor because of your mindset.
Because
of your lack of literacy. However, you cannot blame someone for a circumstance that they were born into, that they did not have any choice. And on the other hand, I also don't think people who are privileged should be shamed for having the privilege. Oof. You should be conscious of your privilege, but I don't think it's also something to be ashamed of. The same way you shouldn't be walking around being ashamed that you came from a less well-off background, you shouldn't also be ashamed that you came out of a better background.
I don't think you should shame people for having money.
Yeah.
Because just say you're jealous and keep it moving. Kanyaga kubwa kubwa kama umesonga.
And I think it's also very okay to acknowledge that, damn, I like that car. I wish I had that car. I'm
not in the position to have it right now.
I can't afford that car.
But so help me God.
It's also okay to just acknowledge that, damn.
Yeah.
I'm too broke for that one.
I agree.
Sometimes our friends, as we said here before, our friends range from
Kawaida to wealthy.
Yes.
Rich.
And sometimes the lifestyles can be like, wow, I love that for you. Yeah. However, I would love that for me also. And it's not even a bad thing. And yeah. It's not like we expect them to lower their lifestyle when we're together or anything of the sort. It's just an acknowledgement that sometimes we're just in different places and that's okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay that you can, you know, wake up and decide you're going to, I don't know, Singapore to buy a Gucci bag and I cannot. It is well.
I think that is actually part of having an abundant mindset, because you're not fighting everyone that has money. Because how are you going to get the wealth for yourself if you're constantly villainizing it?
No, that's the thing. I'm saying it's okay for this person to live like that. Why are you mad?
Yeah.
Mono me jam. Wait, but after pesa sweetie. Ay! But also when I said after pesa, you know, it also feeds into the hutafuti, that's why hauna. I don't mean it like that. I mean it in the point of, if you have all the necessary tools to be in a better position than where you are now, please utilize them to get to a better position than. By the way, no one is telling you make a million a day. No one is telling you make a million a year. We're just saying, if you are at 100K and you can make it to 150, why are you not putting the effort to get that 50K extra? You know what I mean? Like, even if it's a 200 bob extra, it's a 200 you didn't have. That's even if it's a 5 bob extra, it's a 5 bob you didn't have. So I feel like, I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
Tafuta pesa. Pesa iko hapo kupatwa.
I also think that sometimes that we are poor. We are poor because we are poor because we are poor.
Yeah.
We remain in those cycles because we can't even recognize the opportunities around us.
Oof. Yeah.
Because you're so deep in the state
victim,
that you're in.
Victim mentality.
And in your victimness. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong. Again, we are not shaming the lack of money or whatever background you have.
Yeah.
But it's just that even from observing, even from myself, I don't think my mind would have opened up if I didn't leave the social circumstance that I was in and be put in a completely different social circumstance where my mind was like, oh gosh, I can get this. I can access this. I can try this.
Yeah.
I can learn this. And that's why I also am for, if you can give your child exposure.
Ooh, exposure
Expose
is everything.
Because until you can recognize that this is an opportunity, you won't be able to take it.
That's so true. I think also, the reason I'm saying exposure is everything is, in uni,
yeah,
I remember leaving uni and thinking, oh my God, I should have utilized maybe the talks and the connects that our school used to put for us. Because we had like talks with really good law firms or good companies that would make amazing. There was even a career section in our school where they'd even revamp your CV and send you to interviews, do mock interviews with you. Like, it's a good school. I'm not going to shame it. And I remember thinking, wow, I had all this exposure. And then I talked to people now in some public unis, not all of them, but the ones I spoke to, and they're like, what are you talking about?
What
basic
are these things?
What are you talking about?
Basic,
first of all,
basic is
to
very
me,
basic
it's basic to be in a, maybe in a organization in school that can take you exchange program.
Yeah.
Or that, you understand, like there are things you're exposed to.
The
that
trip
someone
we took in uni, and guys, even to date, I will tell someone about it and be like, what?
You went on a Euro trip for school? Like, those things, they are shocking, but they shouldn't be shocking, because the exposure in our school now makes everything look so normal. Like, you feel like, okay, kwenda majuni hapa tu. Like,
yeah, it's achievable. It's possible. You can do it. I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even meeting people in like the international court.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, these are ordinary people. Like, we could be these people.
And you have a conversation with them and they're just people. And you realize getting to certain places.
Yeah.
It's just your effort.
Exposure is everything. I mean, tell you, I spoke to someone in uni, in a public uni, and we were having a basic conversation. I think it was about, I think it was emailing.
Mm.
Like basic email. Oh my God.
Email etiquette.
Email etiquette. my friend is telling me, oh, you guys. So now, this person who's talking to me is not from Kenya.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, so I've hired someone in Kenya.
And
what's going on with how you guys email?
Oof.
And then I said, what do you mean? Then she goes into this rant about how she doesn't like the way people here just don't know how to write emails.
Mm.
And she's like, don't you learn that in school or something? And then I said, my school, I learned.
We did.
Yeah. I just don't know whether it's a,
I don't think it's a thing that's taught.
So I started asking. Because I was like, I need to do research. You can't be shaming like Kenyans like this. You can't be shaming my people. My people.
My people can do no
and
wrong.
And I asked my friends and I'm just like, Ninendeleapa. Because what was, you just write emails like that.
And these are highly educated people. These are
like,
not people
I'm talking
who
about,
are
like,
very
when I'm asking my friends, I'm talking
people.
About graduates. Like,
yeah.
We are all, we went to uni, we've done pharmacy, we've done med school, we've done, you understand?
Yeah, you're an like, engineer. Like,
you can't be writing emails like this. My good sir, my good sis. And then on top of that, forget the email culture. It's even the basic things like, I don't know. I think kuna a lack of things like research. Not everyone has done a dissertation.
Yes.
So you tell someone is like, oh, you know, now I'm in a different school. Like now they've studied, they finished undergrad, now they're in postgrad. See, it's writing a thesis.
Yeah.
Just like, how do I do this? I'm just like, I feel like footnotes is bare minimum, no?
Yes. Like, say what, why are you telling me like you're the one who came up with this idea as the first person?
Not even the fact that they don't footnote. They don't know referencing styles and referencing. Mm. And I'm just like, oh, sweetie, what was uni?
What did you learn?
Like, I feel like those are basic. Because I'm not asking you, tell me about, I don't know, a theorist. I'm telling you.
Not about Aristotle and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I'm not telling you, tell me what Aristotle said in 1918 something.
Yeah.
Those ABs, yeah. ACs, ABs. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you, I don't know. It's quite shocking. Exposure is everything.
Yeah. So, one, I think we need to appreciate that we have some level of exposure. But even as we acknowledge that we know some things, even in your exposure, just know that there's more. There's more beyond what you know. This is not the end of the knowledge. And even as we're getting better, as we're learning, you realize that the more you know, the more you don't know.
Ooh, that
the,
one.
Yeah, the more
me
you know, the more
in
you don't
rooms
know.
And where people are talking and you're so confused.
Have I not been challenged? Like,
I feel like I've even challenged on socials.
Yeah.
Remember when I sent Gina something this week? Someone was talking about this whole dollar Kenya shilling thing. And I was so confused. I said,
translate.
Like, please speak to me in English because she said what she said, but I don't know what she's saying.
I mean, she looks like she ate, but what did she say?
She's eating saying what? Please tell me because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so I also think people need to get off social media and read a bit more.
Oof.
Because also, if you notice, and I've even seen this with myself, and I'm trying to work on it.
Yeah.
The language that we use to communicate is usually dictated by what we consume and what we read and what we... What we listen to. So that's how you see people... Yes, Gen Z slang is slang, whatever, but your vocabulary is only limited to things you have seen on TikTok. Meaning your brain is also not expanding beyond that. You're not really thinking beyond those 10 seconds or those 30 seconds you watch.
She's coming for you, but she's coming for you rightfully.
I'm coming for you and coming for me as well, because I also noticed that even I used to have a very wide
range of vocabulary.
Words. And even right now, I didn't remember the word for vocabulary.
You know, I'm not going to blame you. I was talking to my boss the other day and I said, it's giving. And then I caught myself after I'd already said it. But my boss she's chill. So she didn't even make it a big deal.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why did I say it's giving at an office thing? No, I'm even saying office thing at a meeting, guys.
Exactly.
Guys, no.
No, let's do better. Let's read. Let's learn. If reading is too hard for you, listen to an audiobook. Just expand. Give yourself range. Learn beyond. And then you see, because you're learning so much, you have a lot of information. You have a lot of content.
Yeah.
But you don't even know how to express it. You don't know how to express yourself.
Yeah.
You just have tiny tidbits of information, but none of these are actually useful.
Are we even fact-checking the information that you're getting?
Because you just see something and assume it is true.
Yeah.
So let's get better at, one, reading, educating ourselves. And
even if it's not reading, educating ourselves. Yeah. In whatever format that you think is easy for you or you can process it, that one.
Because I recently started an academic process. And then I went back to the academic process and I'm like, damn, am I an idiot now? I thought I was smart. Why am I not understanding? I have read this sentence 6 times.
And you're just like, what's going on?
What's happening?
Maybe it's even falling asleep while reading material. I can read a novel in 2 hours.
Yeah.
But reading like case law, let me tell you, I was fighting for my life the other day at work. I'm there reading a case. It's literally 11 pages. I fell asleep like twice.
And in the 11 pages,
I fell asleep
much.
Twice.
It's not that
twice
much.
In that, those few paragraphs.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. I said, wow, it's not looking good. It's not looking good, man.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, for us to grow, we need to expose ourselves to things that are actually influencing us positively.
And also, please fact check. I was listening to a podcast the other day
in preparation for this episode.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they do a whole podcast. And they talk about, they're talking about success.
Mm.
what is success or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, and at the end of the podcast, they do a fact check. So like someone comes in and they say, this guy said that Michael Phelps swam and moved to Arizona because he wanted more sunlight.
Yeah.
But he moved because of his coach. So, fact check.
Like the thing I said about bread right now, someone would come and be like, she said X, Y, Z.
Yeah. So someone would come and maybe do a fact check at the bottom or in the video itself and say, at the end of this podcast, this wasn't referred to a politician. This is a said politician. It actually did happen. It's not hearsay.
Yeah.
Or they did deny or they did take it back. They did recant their statement. Something like that. And I remember thinking, wow. Like, wow. I've not listened. First of all, the content I listen to doesn't have fact checks at the end.
Yeah.
So when I listen to something and I think it's, not that it's out of pocket, but before I quote it, I have to go and check. Before I'm out here saying that, I don't know, LeBron died. You know what I mean? Yeah. Before I say that because I had it on a podcast, is it even true?
And someone could even just take that clip that you just said LeBron died, put it online, and all of a sudden the world believes LeBron is dead.
And he's not.
LeBron is not.
you get.
Yeah.
Is he?
No.
I don't know.
Is it? He's not.
Oh my God, this is so funny. This is
embarrassing.
No, I don't think he's dead.
No, he's not. He's fine.
I think the one who died was Black Mamba.
Kobe Bryant.
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah. I was right.
Thank you.
Our cameraman is coming to.
He got us. Okay, speaking of something our cameraman said right before we started, pretty privilege and how that affects success, how that affects getting the money. I don't know if this has anything to do with, I don't know if I want to get into the transactional
type of pretty privilege.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that is an avenue that many women have that most men don't have.
I think men have it as well.
I think
good-looking men are more likely to end up on TV, even without papers. I think good-looking men are more...
No. Yeah. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about selling your body for money.
Oh, me, I don't... I thought we were talking about pretty privilege in the context of, does it get you ahead and you're more likely to reach success because you're a beautiful person than an ugly person? Sorry to the uglies. Sorry to the world. I'm reading it. Never mind. You're saying...
Oh my God. I was saying, we'll get into that. You're going to get us cancelled. We just started the season, man.
It wasn't intentional.
We just got here. We just arrived.
Also, you're probably not ugly. If you think you are, you need to work on yourself.
I am not going to comment on
that. I don't.
Yeah, I am not. Everyone is beautiful.
Amen.
That is it. I don't know if I believe that, but...
That's why I'm sweating so bad.
Yeah, anyway. Uh-huh. No, I was saying that we can get into getting ahead because you're pretty in the formal work environment. Yeah. Formal stroke in formal work environment.
Yeah.
But then there's also the fact that there's a gender imbalance in the fact that I can choose to sell my body.
But isn't that I feel like that's a whole conversation about sex work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to differentiate. That is not what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, we're not talking about that.
It's a thing, it happens, but that's not what you're talking about. We're talking about if I walk into a room and someone else walks into a room and
a pretty person walks into a room and another person walks into a room, the person who gets the job is more who's prettier
more likely to get the job.
Or not.
What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. But that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about...
No, answer the question.
Sex work. I think so.
Okay.
For sure. Especially depending on the role. If it's a sales job or a marketing job, people are more likely to stop and talk to a beautiful person because they think, okay, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous, access. It's a mindset thing. Yeah. I think society has already put it into our heads that, you know, maybe pretty people are more...
They say pretty people are nicer. That's how it usually seems. The mindset or the psyche is that with human beings, we assume that just because someone looks good, that they are a nice person. So you are more sociable with them.
Is that or you're also I'll never get a chance to talk to someone who's that pretty. So having access to them, you're selling exclusivity. You're selling something that this person will never have access to. So there's that as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. There's a lot that goes into pretty privilege, but I do think that people who are more attractive are more likely to stumble upon success.
Stumble upon. Okay. Okay. So to end the pretty privilege, tongue twister. To end the pretty privileged conversation, do you think if you entered a room and someone was given a job and you found out that all qualifications are similar, but they got the job because this person thought they were prettier than you, how would that make you feel?
Of course, I'd be distraught.
Would
Not because mm-hmm. I'm not prettier than them, but because I feel like it would be unfair. But okay. then also, I don't think I've ever been in a situation where... Okay, I have been in a situation actually where someone else got a job I wanted, but it wasn't because they were prettier than me. Mm-hmm. I think it's because they had a slightly added advantage in mm-hmm. their experience mm-hmm. that I think in who I am, I would have still made the... Mm. But after I found out about it
yeah.
and worked with them, I was like, okay, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. I don't know. So if it was a prettier thing, I think I'd feel like it's unfair. But then I also am of the school of thought that if something is for me, it's for me. Mm, I don't think I hold enough. On to things to the extent of, oh, you know, it's unfair. Life is so unfair to me. Mm. I'm like, I need things that are mine.
You're
mine.
Not playing the victim.
Mm. Yeah. Only because also there are so many things that have happened to me that were either circumstance or, and I was happy to
yeah,
be there.
Yeah.
Like this, yeah, my life is going to work out either way, oof. With or without it.
And that's one period.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then, no, wait, I have another question.
Mm.
Follow up. Would you, knowing that pretty privilege is a thing,
yeah.
would you actively use the pretty privilege you have?
Yes, 110%. Because in this life, you get what you work for. Shut mouths don't get fed. Like, I think it's just a typical, if these are the things that I need to do, to
yeah.
get to the rooms I want to get to the success I need to get to, then I will do it. And
oops. That is, like, if these are the resources I have, and part of these resources is
include the smile prettiness. More. Sweetie.
Oh my gosh.
It means I'm going to do my makeup every day.
More. I focus my more. You lost me.
I know, Mia. I'll but. Smile. If you need me to smile more, I'll smile more. If you need to do my makeup, I'll do my makeup.
Yeah.
If it's, but then, now, the I think the catch 22 would be when I get into the position
that would
I
you need to be get able to keep up.
I'm not keeping up. See, I've already gotten to where I want to get to. I don't think I'm... Can you imagine? Fine, I vie for... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to say... Like Miss Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I qualify. Of mm-hmm. course, there are a lot of training that needs to get into winning the competition.
Yeah.
That means if it's the diets, I don't approve, but you understand. Like yeah. the diets, the makeup, walking in 6-inch heels every day. 10 over 10.
Yeah.
But then when I'm already there...
Mm-hmm.
I'll only wear those heels to events. You get like, you can't come and kill my back.
Okay.
You know
I get
what I mean?
You.
Like
yeah.
when I'm already through the door, if it's like if you need to look at it, wearing dressing for interviews.
If I'm going to an interview
and I need to be in a full suit.
You need to wear formally blazer, suit and tie, and that's
wear.
What you need to do.
Yeah. I'll wear the full suit. Doesn't mean
yeah.
that when I get to the job, of course, I will be smart casual
yes.
or I will be
you'll
proper.
Be,
I'm
you'll
not going to
dress
to work in jeans. But. I already got the job.
You won't wear a suit every day to work if that's not who you are.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think...
Would you?
I struggle because I am very much a fight the system
okay.
kind of a person.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to show up the way I am. It's just that the way I am is usually also
with
what
the way
is...
You present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also usually... If I'm going to like events, I'm an entrepreneur. So networking events, nini. Excuse me. I need to show up a certain type of way for people to carry me respectfully.
Yeah.
I can't show up there in a crop top and booty yeah. shorts. I don't think I was ever going to show up in a crop top and booty shorts.
Yeah.
So it's still part of who I am. It's not that I'm on this one day, I am becoming something different because that's what I need to do to get
okay.
ahead.
I hear
it's just
you.
That because of where I have come from and because of what I have learned, it became part of who I am.
Mm.
So I don't know about doing the... dressing up thing just to show up and get the job and then now moving on to become yourself.
Yeah. But you do realize that even when you're interviewed, even if you, besides the presenting is only like 2 points of the job, the rest is all your vibe and your mindset.
No, I understand.
So either way, they are still buying into who you are. So now me, the thing that I struggle
yeah.
with is, yes, I conform physically.
Yeah.
But then I am so myself. All the time.
Your
even
personality.
In the interview,
your personality.
It's so difficult to just swallow that girl.
Yo. I think now I'm the opposite. Because there are a lot of out-of-pocket things that I'm just like, in my head, inside thought, it does not come out.
I'm here myself.
And I can suppress it.
Yeah.
So I can formally appear the way people want me to appear. And I can also just, like my personality, I can choose when to show what I want to show.
I don't know how to do that.
For you,
I'm learning to be a bit robotic. Because I'm feeling miserable.
Okay. Do whatever you need to do. I understand. One more thing I wanted us to talk about is a quote I saw.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a quote. It's just something I've heard also people talk about. Also Red Pill movement talk about it. It's
so anti-Red Pill. Did you see my face? So worried.
rise up at 5 a.m., spend that first hour on fitness, gratitude, and reading. The way you start your day drives how beautifully you live it.
Is that what...
this is not like, really, like, not
5 a.m.
5 a.m. club.
I don't know. I'm not a morning person, so I can't really relate to the waking up at 5.
No one who seated on this couch is a morning person.
I think, fine, those things are not bad things. Yeah. I don't know whether they have to happen at 5 a.m. You understand? Like, you can do them, but do them in the time of your day that is peak for you. Because all of us work at our optimums at a different times.
Yeah.
So you do all those things, but...
Yeah, read, go work out, stay healthy, whatever.
At your time.
I also don't think waking up at 5 a.m. is what builds your business for you. I don't think waking up at 5 a.m. is what will show up at work for you. I don't think you being awake at 5 a.m. is not putting in the work. Putting in the work is putting in the work.
I agree. Putting
in
the work.
You can't put in the work between 10 a.m. and 2 a.m. You didn't wake up at 5 a.m., but you put in the work.
Putting
in the work is what makes you successful. It doesn't matter what time you wake up. If you are aligned to waking up at 5 a.m.
I don't think it doesn't matter what time you wake up. Only because I agree. In fact, I'm living your philosophy. I'm literally Nico Ndani.
And I'm also saying this as someone who I struggle waking up. Maybe I'm also trying to say this to justify my lifestyle.
I used to think, okay, I'm not a morning person, don't stress me, blah, 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 blah. But then the world is awake when you're asleep, if you're being honest. If I'm going to catch, let's say, big net worth. A high value person who wakes up at 4 a.m. And is only their morning time is their time for meeting.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna pretend that I wouldn't miss that window because I'm asleep.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
If
I'm going to a Gava place, no offense, no shade to Kenyan government. They don't know. Like afternoon
open.
Is not a time for going to a government office. If you love yourself, don't do it. Just go early in the morning. So the fact that the system still operates outside your morning. I'm not a morning person.
Yes.
Means that to some extent you need to conform. To some extent you need to be like
you need to show up in the morning.
You need to show up in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you wake up at 4, but I'm not saying like but you can't say I'm sleeping till 11 a.m. and to go the same level na mtu mwenye aliamka 8. Does that make sense?
I agree to some
time,
extent.
So time does matter to some.
Like I think it depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think if I need to be in a meeting at 4 a.m. I've never missed anything that requires me to be up early. You will think I'm the most morningest of morning people because we do what needs to be done. We do what needs to be done. If it means I won't sleep the entire night and then sleep after the meeting, you don't need to know what I've been through to attend that meeting.
Yeah.
I, however, think if you're the type of person who, like you, you're most productive between, I don't know, like you can wake up at 10, do the most, sleep at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't think that puts you behind anyone. It just depends on what you need to do to be successful as you in your environment and in your space and in your industry.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. But I think I just don't want people to misunderstand that time is important.
I'm not saying be lazy. I'm not saying time is not important. Don't waste people's time.
Yeah. Okay.
That is what I need to say.
Okay. So I think the last thing we need to discuss was, would you say that success is opportunity meets preparation? Or do you disagree with the sentence? And what does preparation look like? Because I've seen so many things. You know, there people are like, success doesn't just come like that. But in this age of TikTok or social media, there are people who, they were discovered by one person on one clip they posted on TikTok once and now they've blown up and now they're having dinners with Beyonce. You know what I mean?
You might as well just say her name.
You get like...
Yeah.
Is there really a formula to success?
I don't know about generally, maybe, because you can say opportunity meets effort.
Yeah.
Effort can look like many things.
Yeah.
Opportunity can look like many things. I can't get into the specifics of you need to post every day or you need to go to the gym every day or you need to stalk your boss.
Yeah.
Let's not stalk people.
On LinkedIn, maybe.
Moving on. Do whatever you need to do to get ahead. And I also can't say effort looks like, I mean, opportunity doesn't also look the same.
Yes.
Because opportunity for you can look like, opportunity for us can look like someone will watch this and they'd be like, this guy would make a good host for a TV show.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Opportunity for someone else, opportunity for you in a different environment can look like someone can look at the work that you have produced and be like, okay, I want her to represent me in this and this matter.
Yeah.
So opportunity does not look the same. Effort does not look the same. However, I think they're both
necessary. Yeah. And I think effort is more necessary than opportunity. Because if you're not putting in the effort, you won't even recognize when opportunity comes for you.
Yeah, there's even a quote I saw, something relating to what you're saying. Something about success is not even about the opportunity, it's about consistency.
Yeah.
So if you consistently do the same thing, get the discipline to succeed in that thing, get the skill, it doesn't even, I don't even necessarily mean go to school, get the master's, get the PhD, that's when you'll open doors.
Yeah.
I mean, it works in certain fields, it works for certain people. By all means, do that if that is your field of work.
Yeah.
But in general, if you are called for that interview, are you available? Are you going to answer the right questions?
Are you going to show up on time? You know, one thing I would hate is call someone for an interview. I say 8, you come at 8:30. No communication, nothing. Like, well, I'm not even looking in this direction. I'm looking at the people. You can do whatever you want. But
yeah, for an interview, surely you can't believe.
Is that if I ask to meet someone for an interview and you show up late, you're already a few points behind.
You've already failed. You failed the first test.
You're already not doing yourself any favors.
Yeah, so it's true.
Even as you're showing up, show up as the best version of yourself. Don't be mediocre when you know you're being mediocre. I feel like I'm a walking motivational post right now, but I'm really triggered.
So there's something I saw. Someone was telling me, okay, we were having this discussion with different people. So yeah. I'll read some of the messages. There's one who said that preparation isn't in terms of skill or what you can or can't do, but building yourself to the capacity to be successful means creating the necessary habits, formulating the right mindsets, positioning yourself to have the right network, and be best placed to maximize on the opportunity once it presents itself, because it will come.
Yeah.
So obviously, kuna vitu kama connections. Yes, unaenda shule, but you have the right connection.
Yeah.
Yes, but are you even making the effort to make the right connections? Are you networking enough with the right people?
Mm-hmm.
If you, besides going to school, are you building the right habits? Because I think that thing, especially for like, not ringing up early, but getting to places on time.
Yeah.
It's a habit thing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there's no way you're going to be late for every single day of your job at job A, and you think when you're in job B that requires you to be early, you're going to keep time.
Are you talking from experience?
I am. 100%. I am. Because this is something I struggled with now. Shifting from transitioning from a job that maybe didn't need me to be on time to certain places. Yes, there was a time frame and I had my own hours.
Mm.
But I would do my work in my time.
Mm.
And I would meet my deliverables and I would succeed in the role that I was given.
Mm.
And then now moving to a place where it's totally different and strict. Like there's no... It's not like, get to work by 9.
Yeah.
It's like
your line manager needs you to be there by 8.
Yeah. You need to be done by 5, and sometimes you're staying in late. That kind of, you can't adjust overnight.
Mm.
And it's a lie and it's a detriment to yourself to believe that you can.
Yeah. So you need to build the habits.
Build the right mindset. The same thing you're saying about money. If you are bad with your 50 shillings, there's no 50 million I'll give you that you'll be good with. It's still money. You're still the same bumbo who is bad with money. Sorry.
Bumbo plant.
Sorry. It is what it is.
You know?
Yeah. And then now another thing was someone telling me how, unaona, find mesema connections, mindsets, habits.
Yeah.
How right now it's not about even any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
For her, she was like, the argument is just you define what success looks like to you.
Yeah.
And as long as you achieve satisfaction in the thing you know, we can be here saying we want to earn millions per month or per week, and that would be success to us.
Yeah.
And then there's someone else who's like, you know what would be make me feel like I'm successful?
Mm.
Learning to play the violin to the level that I can make.
Yeah.
Join like the opera.
Ooh.
And to them, and maybe they're not even planning on joining.
They like just want to be that good.
I want to learn 8 instruments this year. So piano, January. Guitar, February. You get?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year for them, they're like, oh my God, I've attained success because I'm a multifaceted instrument player.
Mm.
So it's you. So
that's what success looks like to them.
Identify what success looks like to you and then go after it in whatever way you see.
True. Because I also know that there are people who don't care much for millions. They just want a simple farm life. So long as they can feed themselves and their kids and they can, you know, be outside, do yoga with the sun, let the sun heat
and
you.
Imagine.
Milk your cows. And that is success to them. And I love that.
Me, not even that. I think the problem is now when society judges you by that's not success enough. You're not dreaming enough.
You're not dreaming big enough.
I feel like I even take issue with people who think that just because I want something different, I'm not ambitious enough.
That's a problem. Because ambition also looks different. Also, even if you do have a different level of ambition, even if you do want something different that I feel is not ambitious enough by my standards, so what? Are you the one living my life? What effect does that have in me and me being as ambitious as I am,
yeah,
minding my business,
yeah,
I don't think anyone who's actually living a life worth living should care about anyone else's level of ambition.
I agree. Yeah. I think the only instance where, now in this same discussion about ambition, was we were discussing with a friend of mine and we were saying, is it important for your partner
who you want to spend
your lifelong partner
now to share that ambition? That one is relevant.
You need to have the same level of ambition because you're now gonna be a unit.
You need to be
matched. In general, like as a person, like now me as Maya and then Gina here, we can have, I think, yes, we should share ambition for Nairobi sister.
If we are working together.
Because
we are working together.
Our unit and this is our partnership and it's our baby.
Yes.
So we need to be aligned.
Mm.
But as Maya as a person and then Gina, whatever she does with her business is her business.
Literally.
If she decides she wants to scale it to the level of Facebook.
You see, Maya said her, she's okay even like trophy wifey.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
That's not about that.
I'm trying to be, you know how they say CEO with the many zeros at the end.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not saying I wouldn't want someone who's successful. I'm just saying that's not
the type of success that you want.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I hear
it.
Yeah. And I hear it. And it's so weird because I feel like there's a time in my life that was me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know even right now, I'm just in a phase of my life where this is what I feel works for me.
And that's okay,
I wake
man.
Up when I'm in my 30s and I feel like, you know what? Like, fudge the trophy wife life.
Yeah.
I'm out because we are human beings and we're allowed to change our minds. You know,
you actually, even if you wake up tomorrow and you're like, I want something different for myself.
Yeah.
It's literally fine. Or I wake up tomorrow and I decide, okay, you know what? This trophy wife thing sounds like a vibe.
Give me an Arabian prince.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not about Arabian, but sure.
A prince indeed. Yeah.
I think I've talked about everything I wanted to talk about in this episode. I don't know if there's something else you want to bring out or talk about.
I don't think there's anything else I wanted to add other than when you're consuming self-help books, please just take it with a pinch of salt.
Especially, no offense, but majority of these successful and overly popular self-help books are written by white men in the U.S., acknowledge your context. I'm not saying that they are bad. I'm not saying that they are wrong. I'm not even saying that anything that they said is wrong. I'm just saying acknowledge your context. Because this person is writing from a very different
point of view.
Privilege. Something that you may never even be able to live.
In a different country, different economy.
Different opportunities. Mm. The type of things you can do here and there.
Totally
wildly
different. Maybe stick to...
Well, I'm not going to tell anyone not to read. You read what you want to read. Just have
the mind... Like the...
We need to read more books because now we don't have the vocabulary.
No.
Yes.
But I think you want to say you need to acknowledge
have
the context.
Have the discernment. Yeah. Have the discernment to
know
like,
your context.
Yes. This context works for me. This is a good tip that would work for me in this moment.
And I can apply it this way to this extent.
Apply it to your context. Don't try and live like a white man, a privileged white man here in Africa with your 50,000 Kenya shilling salary. Sorry, but...
Absolutely. But I think the one thing we'll give them is please be as audacious as a white man. That's the one, literally.
A mediocre one, because usually the good ones are not as audacious, but a mediocre white man has the most audacity.
So by all means, have that audacity to go after your dreams and your level of success. The success you think is best for you.
Yeah.
That is it. I think that's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you guys for joining us today on this episode. Make sure you catch us on the next one. Follow us on our socials at Nairobi Sisterhood everywhere. Instagram, TikTok.
Do you have a Twitter?
We have a Twitter. Instagram, TikTok.
We do have a Twitter.
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Follow us on our personal accounts at I Am Gina and at
Maya Mushemi.
Thank you guys. Bye.